When I first started my wedding photography business back in 2011, I made just $5,000 in my business. Now, I bring in multiple six figures per year while working only 30-hour weeks serving my dream couples. I'm here to help you discover that it's so possible to have what you want, when you want in your business, so that you can create the life you've always dreamed of and deserve. Welcome back to the podcast. I have a little bit of a different episode to share with you today because this is actually a recording from my community where I go in weekly to answer your questions. It's called the Shine and Thrive Photography Community on Facebook. You can click the link in the show notes or just type it in to search it. I would love to have you there. And here's the thing. I feel like this podcast episode for me is vulnerable to release to the podcast. It felt fine and comfortable for me to dive into all this and talk about all of this in the group, the community, but not for some reason out here. It just feels like the podcast is searchable by anyone. And I feel like in the community, I can see who's there. I know who's there. So it just feels a little bit more comfortable. And the thing is like we're all so different with what feels vulnerable to us. So you might listen to this episode and hear what I shared about where I am right now in my life, in my business, what fears I had that popped up for me. And you might be like, oh, no big deal. That wasn't like that big of a deal. For some of you, you might be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that on the podcast. Like everyone has their own range of like what feels vulnerable to them. But the point is that I'm sharing that it's vulnerable for me because I want to kind of remind myself how to show up vulnerably here. I don't know how to explain it, but somewhere along the way, I just feel like I had to be more quote unquote perfect because if I'm guiding people, if I'm sharing like what's working to grow your photography business, all of that, I feel like I should have my shit together all the time, 100% of the time. And the funny thing is that I did have my shit figured out and it felt like it because I've been doing this. I've been a photographer for 13 years now. And so when I started my podcast initially, I was 9 years in and I felt like I had 9 years of knowledge to share and speak about. And so I did feel like I had my shit together. But then comes a time when you host a podcast and life happens and, you know, self-discovery happens along the way and things ebb and flow and shift and change and you grow and evolve. And then there's seasons where you don't have your shit together and you might be trying to figure something new out, a new adventure, a new way to grow. And so my last whole year has felt like that season. And so here I am kind of like I feel like this is like a restart for me, like a reset even, and just being like, you know what, Sarah, just get back to your core. Stop letting fear hold you back with how you want to talk on this podcast and just show up because vulnerability leads to connection. And if I can just be vulnerable and share with you what's working, what's not, then you feel less alone. Those of you listening feel less alone, feel like, oh my gosh, like if Sarah's going through this season and then she can still find success here and there and do this and that, that means I can too. So here's to resetting. Here's to me being open and vulnerable with you. It feels good to be back after a season of sicknesses with a toddler. But for this episode, this recording that I'm sharing with you, I wanted to let you know what in general you're going to get from it and what you're going to learn. And one of the things you're going to learn is how to recognize if you are making decisions from a place of alignment or misalignment. And it's something that I learned in my elite group coaching program that I'm a part of. I just got back from Phoenix, Arizona. I was on this retreat with these incredible entrepreneurs, and I invested like $17,000 into this year-long program. So what you're going to learn from me is a really cool, valuable perspective that if you choose to get curious about it, get curious about yourself, the thing I share with you and do the exercise that I even shared with you, Oh my goodness, it could give you so much clarity. It can really like light a fire under your ass to like make everything happen that you want to make happen for yourself in your business this year. So it's really juicy. I'm really proud of just that I talked about this stuff and shared it with you, and a lot of you in the community found it really helpful. Another thing you'll learn is the foundation that needs to be strong for your business to be successful. And then lastly, I'm also going to share with you a resource that my amazing coach, James Wedmore, is giving away for free, which is normally $200. He's giving away one of his $200 courses for free, and I have the link for that. And so, one thing I do want to share is I'm trying on being an affiliate for the first time ever in my career, pretty much like on this kind of level, because I am so passionate, and there's upcoming podcast episodes about this, but I'm so passionate about diversifying my income as a business owner because you just never know what can happen. Firstly, in the logical mind, it's just a nice safety net. But also, secondly, I am so passionate about both photography and also teaching, guiding, and sharing. And so I love this part of my business. And for those of you that are also getting curious about, offering one-on-one mentoring or creating a workshop or creating just even a digital guide to sell or creating an online course, if you have any ounce of like you're leaning into that, you're curious, it makes you excited, then you're going to want to listen up to the end. And actually, I can share it here as well because I want to make sure you grab it. But he's giving away his course called Your First 100 Leads for free, where he teaches you how to grow your email list of like 100 really interested, aligned buyers that are so excited about what you specifically have to teach and are literally like your perfect client. They're like, I need exactly what you're sharing. And he just is an incredible teacher where he teaches you how to do it without like, paid ads or really complicated funnel stuff. Is just like really simple. He keeps it really simple, and this is like the foundation that if you do want to find success in the education space and the online business space, this is where you'll need to start. This is a really strong foundation to set. So go into the show notes, click the link, and you can get this course for free. It's called Your First 100 Leads, and it's mind-blowing. He teaches it so simply, so amazing. So just wanted to preface that. And I do have a bunch of episodes coming up on me going into my journey of how I diversified my income. Like who should even think about diversifying your income, seeing if mentoring and creating educational content is a good fit for you or not. All that good stuff is coming up. But for now, I hope you enjoy this episode. And as a reminder, I would love if you joined the Shine and Thrive Photography community on Facebook because I would love to connect with you as an actual human, not just me speaking into a microphone in my office and then there's no back and forth. Like I'm in human design, I'm a generator, so I'm meant to respond. So I get super energized by back and forth conversation, by coaching, by answering questions. And it's free to join the community and you'll be surrounded by uplifted, passionate, possibility, freedom-driven photographers that like don't complain, that don't put anyone down in the community. It's such a great, positive, uplifting place to be. So click the link in the show notes for that as well. And I would love to see you there and enjoy this episode. Hello, welcome back here to the Shine and Thrive Photography community. I'm going to just find my dashboard here so I can make sure to see the comments. Okay, perfect. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to connect with you too. With you too. Oh my gosh, with you all. I am literally like so tired, to be 100% honest. I am beyond exhausted because if you followed me on my Instagram stories, you saw that last week I was away on a business retreat, and this is a group elite coaching program that I signed up for that I'm just like loving. I'm so grateful that I'm part of this container, this community. But because when I was there, I was like, oh, I'm only here for 3.5 days and I want to soak everything in. I want to connect with as many amazing people as possible. I totally said, okay, I won't sleep now. I'll sleep when I get home. So I slept maybe like
4 hours every single night for 3 nights. And then when I was flying back home, my very first flight, because I had a connecting flight from Phoenix to Denver, my flight arrived late. And then that meant that we landed as soon as my connecting flight was leaving back to Toronto. And it's a whole story, but pretty much what ended up happening was the flight airline that arrived late, I got rebooked tickets from them, but I had to take 2 more connecting flights. So it turned into an 18-hour travel day of just being in airports, walking around. And of course, in the moment, I was like super positive about it. I was like, I accept the things I cannot control. I'm not going to stress myself out over it. But when I was just like, when we were finally descending into Toronto, that's when it hit me. And I'm like, holy shit. Okay. I'm so tired. I'm over this. I just need to sleep. And then I've been trying to catch up on sleep, and I've been sleeping 8 hours a night, and it's just not, it's just like the compound effect is real. I'm still not caught up. So I'm tired from that. I also feel like I might have seasonal allergies coming on, which is thing. This is a whole other rabbit hole I'm going down to like figure this out. I'm going to that was pretty interesting. I literally just searched on Spotify allergies, how to heal them naturally, like something. I have to find something where it's that our mind can ease in our bodies and like or emotional situation. So I'm like, there must be this. And I literally found one. And in case this interests you, in case you're also dealing with allergies, whether it's literally even gluten allergies, soy, like food allergies, or seasonal, this episode was so because she we have could actually be connected to a specific moment in time that was a trauma for us, emotional trauma. And that's a sliding scale, right? There's like smaller traumatic events, bigger traumatic events. So it could even be like a small traumatic event or a medium-sized traumatic event that could just like set you off, and your mind, maybe in that moment, as soon as you got like traumatized in that one moment, if your mind also at the same time, or your body at the same time, took in the information, the data that this specific thing, like you're eating, you know, wheat or pizza at the same time, or it's spring and you're out in nature and pollen comes into your nose at that time, it like takes it as like a trigger. And then your body is constantly thinking that because you're in this flight or flight response, because you haven't healed your trauma, then this is the rabbit hole. But I feel like I just want to say this out loud in case someone's also dealing with this. So then it could be that until you heal that like emotion or the thing that you fear that you're avoiding, then that's when the allergy can be gone. Anyway, it's a theory, right? And like how I like to approach learning about new things is I question everything. I don't just like hear something and I'm like, that is true. That is now the fact of life and that's the truth. I like to think that we are all so different, and there's just like such a variety of like causes in life and root causes and all of that. But how I like to approach things is I don't ask myself, is this the truth? I ask myself, is this information useful to me? Do I resonate? Can I see a connection? And if I do, then I research it further. And then maybe there is a solution for me in that kind of way of thinking that is useful for me. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all are looking for? Like, who cares if it's the truth or not? I mean, how do we really know the truth? Like, there's just so much that we don't know about our universe. But if it's useful and it takes you down the trail of finding the answer and then curing yourself of the thing you want to get cured of, then I'll take it all day. So just wanted to share that. The podcast episode is called see, this is why I don't like when people don't number podcast episodes, because now I can't tell you the number. It's the okay, you can just type it out into Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's called Allergies: How to Heal Your Allergy by Removing the Root Cause Issue, Why Allergies Exist, and much more. So just found it interesting. Anyway, so the reason I went on just like a spontaneous like sharing moment is because no one pre-submitted questions. So I know that it takes, you know, a handful of weeks for everybody to notice, oh, hey, Sarah's actually back doing these questions. So that's why I'm here and just sharing whatever comes intuitively to mind and all of that. So if no questions were pre-submitted, I did want to share with you a really powerful takeaway from the retreat that I think would be really great to be here, because for me it blew my mind and it was so simple, and it just, yeah, so I can't wait to share that with you. But also, if you are here watching, let me know where you're joining in from, say hi so I know who's watching, and at any point you can always ask me questions at any point, because then I'll just finish my thought and then answer your question, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to answer your questions. And if no questions come in, then after I'm done sharing this, then I'll say bye-bye. Okay, so I have my notes here. So something that I found super interesting is emotions in our body. They are neurobiological signals for us to pay attention to. It's literally our like soul connecting through our body to make sure that we are acting in alignment. So something that I found so interesting is that they said that if you're experiencing an undesirable emotion in your body, that means that if you follow that emotion, if you follow that thought process that feels heavy, that doesn't feel like it's serving you, that means you're going to be farther from alignment with yourself and your soul's purpose and what's best for you, best for your higher self, all of that. But if you're experiencing a desirable emotion, that means that you are taking action in alignment with yourself. And when you are in alignment, that's when things unfold in your life so like effortlessly and easily. It's like this path that you walk on a hike that's super easy trail, just like straight, like a super rocky, hard, like scary path. So for example, right now I'm like chatting with you guys here, connecting with you, sharing. That feels so good in my body right now. And guess what? Right before I go live or right before I podcast, I get a bit of a fear pop up in my body and thoughts come into my mind saying, who are you to like even share what you know? Like, you're not good enough. Who's going to want to listen to you? All of that mumbo jumbo, right? So that creates an undesirable emotion within me. And so that means that if I followed those thoughts and I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm scared. I'm not going to go live, right? Or I'm not going to podcast. Then that is me taking action out of alignment, out of what I'm meant to do, out of what is soul aligned for me. So I wanted to share this just to help you think this way in your photography business, because there's just like the way that the more that we grow at ourselves and the more that we stay very conscious to what our soul needs, that's when we can more grow the photography business. So think of something. So this is where I urge you to like just maybe get conscious this week to your emotions and how you are feeling. And as I'm saying this, it's 1:11 p.m. So get conscious to, okay, if I'm about to take this action in my business, is it an undesirable feeling that's happening? Like maybe you're like, oh, I should be doing this to market my business. But really when you're doing it, you're like, this is so draining and boring. And I wish I didn't have to do this, right? Then that means it's out of alignment. That means that there's a different way for you to market your photography business that just feels more like easy, fun, excitable. There's always a way. Like, I think when, oh, I have to read this because my coach says this about like finding solutions to answers. Oh my gosh, this is so good. I have to find it in my notes. Oh yeah, he says, okay, he says, all problems are questions that you haven't found the answers to yet. So if there's a problem, there is a solution, and you just need to ask the right question in order to find the answer. So if you ask yourself like, why is my business so boring? That's not a quality question. Like, what kind of answers are you going to get? You're probably going to get because you have to, or that's just how it is, right? But what if you ask yourself a question, how can I think of a marketing idea that would generate energy inside of me? Or who can I ask about a creative marketing plan or idea that would feel aligned with my personality? Like, how specific is that? And can you just see how, brain would start actually bringing out amazing answers? Hi, Leslie. Oh my gosh, you have a question. Amazing. Okay. Could it sometimes feel difficult to tell the difference between an emotion and a desire? An emotion is something, I feel like an emotion is, so I feel like, so thoughts create emotions. So a thought will be the one to cause the emotion. So if right before this live, I was thinking in my head, like a thought passed through my, I wasn't thinking the thought passes through because we are not our thoughts. The thought came up for me, you're not good enough or you're not interesting enough, right? And then that caused this like pit in my belly, this like fear within me. So those are two separate things. So if you have a desire, if mentally you're like, oh, I have a goal in my business and I want to earn this much money, right? That is a thought and that is the desire. Desires come in the form of thought. And then whatever emotion follows, that will tell you if it's in alignment or not. The thing is like, for example, if you tell yourself, if you have a desire and you're like, I want to get my business to $100,000 in revenue. And then right after you feel fear or like a nervousness, what could happen is you might not actually be conscious to the thought that followed that desire thought. And then the thought of, yeah, but I don't think I could actually make it happen, or I'm not capable enough to make it happen. That sneaky hidden thought that passed the desire thought pops up and creates that fear. And then that's why so many people end up not actually following their dream because they're like, oh, danger, danger. My body tells me to be scared of that. That means that it's dangerous. That means it's uncomfortable. That means I shouldn't. So it's this kind of like nuanced thing that happens. Does that help answer your question, Leslie? I love that question. That was such a great question. And I'm trying to think. If you think of the desire itself, if you stay really present to yourself and you're like, okay, I have the desire to grow my business to $100,000. Like, I want to imagine that lifestyle. I want to imagine all that abundance coming to me. How do I feel just imagining that it's true? And your imagination, the cool thing about your imagination is it happens in your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind can't actually tell the difference between real and imagined. So if you imagine, yeah, this is happening, that's my business now. And it gives you the feeling of excitement, of like all good feelings. That means it's in alignment with you. And that means you should go after it. Right. Let's say you're like, I want my dream, my desire. Let's say my desire is to have a Lamborghini, right? And if you think about it and you're like, well, like, what will it give me? And then you start thinking things that are more to do with like ego, like outside validation. People will think I have my shit together. I will look successful to others. And that, because it's tied to the ego and not your actual like soul alignment, that could give you a pit in your belly and you might not feel good. And so when it's an undesirable emotion, that means that desire is not actually in alignment. So I gave you examples in those two different scenarios. I hope that makes sense. So when you act on the emotion, you might not take action. Exactly. Exactly. So when you're not present enough on the thought that's causing you fear, let's say you want the $100,000 photography business, and the thought that comes up after your desire thought is, you probably can't make it happen, or you're not smart enough to make it happen, or you're not capable enough. And these thoughts can just be come from like our, when we were younger, when maybe our teacher told us at some point, like, you're not smart enough, or, you know, anything like that. It's just a thought that passes by from pre-programmed past event. It's not actual fact, right? If we then focus on that thought, and then we get that fear of like, well, shit, I'm going to believe that thought, I'm probably not good enough. If you believe that and you continue to follow it, then you won't take action, because if you really believe it, you're not capable. Why would you even ever try if you're not capable, right? Logically. So that's why if you're focused on the feeling that undesirable thought created, then that's how you end up, how people end up on the path of being out of alignment, because they're not taking action in alignment with their goals and their dreams and their desires. So does that make sense with your second question? This is great, Leslie. Oh my gosh, you're opening up an amazing conversation. Thank you for the back and forth here. I love it. Yeah, I'm like obsessed with talking about this stuff. And it's like, it is the foundation to like a successful photography business. Like, even think about how many of you and all of us, right, have purchased an online course, right? And the step-by-step instruction manual of how to achieve whatever your goal is through buying that course is in there. You log in, you can literally just hop in there and make it happen for you. But then why many times do we not even get through 10% of the course, 25% of the course? It's all this stuff. It's this stuff. It's our thoughts. It's who we are, not conscious to how we are acting or not acting. It's all of this stuff that keeps us stuck. So it is really the foundation. And like, this is the stuff I'm diving deep into my journey right now as I'm trying to up level to the next level. I'm in this, just to be like honest with you guys, I'm in this like weird place where like getting my business to $300,000 in revenue a year was like, I don't know, it was like a quick trajectory, like easy peasy, no problems. Like, and then obviously no problems. Of course I moved through fears. I did all that stuff. But this next level that I'm trying to get to, it feels like a bigger mountain to climb. And I don't know what's happening. That's what I'm like doing the inner work right now to get conscious to that. But it is this kind of stuff that's that's the only thing that's going to get me to the next level. Cause I actually know what to do. I know exactly what actions to take. I know exactly what to do, but it's the fears, it's the illusions that are stopping me in my tracks. And so once I get to the other side and I understand what happened along the way, I'll definitely share it with you guys. I'm just kind of like in limbo right now, figuring out the next level. So yeah, Leslie says, it makes so much sense. It's like a chain reaction, but you have control of the process. Yes. And the only way to have control, to choose, you know, when people say you get to choose your thoughts, the only way you get to choose your thoughts is if you're conscious to them. And the only way to be conscious to them is to, for a sec, like to pause. You literally have to stop yourself in your tracks. You have to pause. And this is a practice of like, wait, I feel like shit right now and I have no motivation. I have no motivation. I know I need to go answer those emails. I know I want to like start marketing my business more, but I have like no motivation inside of me. What is happening? That's where you need to get conscious to the thoughts that are flowing through. And then when you are conscious, so good thing is you can just like write down what I like to do, like a chart. So you can have a piece of paper, blank piece of paper, draw a line down the center and then a line at the top. And then in one corner, you draw, actually, I'll just draw it out. So like this. And then in one spot, you can write desirable thoughts and undesirable. So desirable and undesirable. And then you could just focus on doing this for 1 week straight, where you're just kind of like, whenever you're in your office or at home, you have this notebook with you. And whenever you notice yourself taking action and you're just like motivated and have energy, you can just pause and be like, okay, wait, what thought? Ask yourself the question, what thought caused me to take action? And your mind will know the answer. It'll just automatically give you the answer. So you write it down. And then when you're feeling like shit, be like, why can't I find the motivation? And instead of asking yourself why, ask yourself what questions or how questions. So how can I discover why I don't have the motivation, or what is causing me to not have the motivation? And then the thought will come up and then you just write it down, undesirable thought. By the end of the week, if you really, you know, commit to doing this exercise for yourself, you will see visually what's going on in your mind that is causing you to take action in the towards your desires, or causing you to take action towards your undesirable future. So then when you have this picture, then you're like, ah, I can literally diagnose myself where I'm, where it's happening, what's going wrong. And then that's when you become conscious to your thoughts. So if in the future after this exercise, you're like sitting at your desk, you're like, I don't feel motivated, right away you're like, oh yeah, I did that exercise. This was the thought that would come up. That thought is out of alignment with me. It's just passing by. It's just a car driving by on the road. It has nothing to do with me. What's the thought I'm going to choose? And then you can go to your list and you can pick a desirable thought that you know already motivates you. So that's a fun exercise that if you do it, oh man, like these things are simple to do. Like, look how simple this is, but don't then let your thoughts of, oh, it'll take too much work or too much commitment to like do this, I'm already so busy, I don't have time, like that's the other shit that keeps you playing small and safe. So it's a chain reaction. But if you do this, you guys, you're going to get so much clarity within the next week that could literally change your business. Because if you start taking action, that is the key to a successful business, like aligned action. It really can be that simple. Beth, yes, we need to step back to be sure that the emotion doesn't sabotage us from going for our dreams. Yes, exactly. So let me see here. I just want to make sure we need to take a step back to be sure. And actually try to visualize it. Instead of taking a step back, take a step in the present. Just be in the present of what's happening, because all we ever have is now. Literally, we can think back to past situations, take that data, see what patterns we followed to get us an undesirable thought, for sure. So that does happen. But the way to practice to getting conscious to our current thoughts is to pause. So instead of saying step back, I would say pause. Pause is like the best word. And just to like become aware. So pause, aware. Okay, I noticed that thought. Okay, and then become aware. Is it desirable or undesirable? And actually, to take it a bit further, so I had another note here for you. So if it's a lying thought, this is what's going to take it to the next level. So if it's a lying thought, it feels bad in our bodies. And if it's the truth, it feels neutral. So it doesn't even actually have to feel exciting. If a thought comes up of like, oh, I am so capable of running a successful podcast. Like, to me, that feels just like true, like not necessarily uplifting of like, oh my God, okay, yeah, I'm going to take action right now. Like it does in a way, this is very nuanced. So you have to like say these things out loud to understand what happens in the body. But here's an example. So if the truth feels neutral, it would feel like this. So let's say someone comes up to you and they're like, you're not a plumber. You would be like, yeah, I'm not a plumber. Like, why? Yeah, I'm not a plumber. Right? It's the truth. It's very neutral. You're not like super positive, like, yeah, I'm not a plumber. Or like, oh my God, how dare you say that I'm not a plumber? Like, you have no reaction. It's neutral, right? But then lies feel bad. So if whenever you find a thought sneakily crawling through your brain and it's like, you're a shit photographer, you should never shoot another session or wedding again. Like, you know, when we're cutting through our photos and we're like, damn, I really could have done better. Like, I don't know, those thoughts can pop up, right? If it makes you feel like shit, it's not true. That's just our inner critic wanting to obviously make sure that we continue to grow and evolve and do the best job we can, obviously. But it's like, it is not true. You are not a shit photographer, because like bad shit is subjective, just like perfect is. So whoever takes a photo, like even an amateur that literally just picked up their camera yesterday, I can't call them a bad photographer. How can I? Bad compared to what? And like, what if they took a photo for a family member and then sent it to that family member, and that family member cherishes the crap out of that photo because it was just such a meaningful moment or day or anything, anything connected with it. And by the way, how many, this is the proof point here, is that like so many of us grew up with those imperfect quote unquote photos from our parents and our family and friends, where we look back on those now as like 4x6 prints, for example, and we're just like, oh my gosh, like I love this photo. It brings back all the memories. Like, does that mean that they were bad photos, that person taking the photo was a bad photographer in that moment? No, it literally cannot be true because it's subjective. If you were to look at like, no, so I hope that makes sense. I hope that example makes sense. Shonda, I love that you are talking about this right now. I'm going through this very thing, feeling stuck, lack of motivation and inspiration in everything I do. My inner critic is intense. Oh my gosh, Shonda, thank you so much for sharing. Like, welcome to the freaking photographer club or business owner club or human club, like literally everyone. And you know what? What's so exciting about being in this season is that this means it's just a growth moment. This means that there's something so incredible on the other side. Can't even fathom to be like, oh my God, I get to live that life or run that kind of photography business, because you're just going through a growth spurt, right? Think about like kids, how many growth spurts they have and how we've been through that. We've been kids that have gone through all of these growth spurts in life, and look where we are now, right? Your 15-year-old self with where you are right now, everything you've accomplished, everything that you've done, all the experiences that you've had, the money you were able to bring into your business. Isn't it just like your 15-year-old self would have been like, but how? How do I get to that, right? It's like your 15-year-old self is like admiring where you're at right now, right? So you are exactly where you are meant to be. And I feel for you with the feeling of being stuck, because holy shit, that's been my year, the last year. But I know that it's just like, I just have to find the puzzle pieces. I just have to put them together. And then when it all fits, it's like, oh, okay. Now I know how to grow. Now I know how to continue. But the part that we cannot like avoid is taking uncomfortable action, because it's those thoughts of, so your inner critic, if I could simplify this, think of your inner critic as your ego, which is your ego, which is wanting to keep you stuck where you are. Because your ego wants just to be safe and comfortable, but your higher self wants you to grow, evolve, and your higher self knows that there's a new level where you'll find a new type of comfort. Comfort can exist in all different aspects of life. Like, because if you think about it, any chapter in our lives, there's always been a comfort. Even if we're going through the hardest freaking chapter in our lives through some sort of circumstance, there is always a way to find comfort. Even in the simple things, whether it's a cozy blanket, a cup of tea, and it literally comes down to being present with those things that bring comfort. Talking to a loved one, a hug, right? So even if you think about, like, if you're trying to stay safe right now, whether it's conscious or unconscious, just know that no matter what, if you continue to grow, there will always be your comfort zones, and you'll always have a comfort zone. So you don't have to let go of your comfort zone fully. That's something that has helped me, is like, you know, when people say, get out of your comfort zone and move into who you want to become or what you want to achieve. It's like, how about it just changes, it evolves. There is always a comfort zone still that can keep you comfy and cozy, because I don't want to get rid of cozy moments and situations in my life, right? But when it comes to my business and during the day, and like, I want to lean into things that make me uncomfortable, like this right now, I was uncomfortable going on because no one submitted questions, right? Could you imagine going live and you're just like, hey, everybody ask me questions and no one submits questions. And what if I did listen to that inner critic, that ego that was going to keep me comfortable and small and then don't show up. Guess what? The ones like you guys that showed up probably needed to hear this message. And right now you're communicating with me and we're interacting, and this is amazing. And I'm like, yes, this is what I wanted. And So if you don't show up, you're missing out on this right now, what's happening. So Shonda, tell me one thing you could do this week to show up for yourself that's in alignment with like where you want to grow the business. I would love to know. Actually, I would love everyone to comment that. That'd be amazing. That's a quality question. What is one thing, and that's big or small, it could literally be one post, one action, one email. What's one thing, and don't overthink it, just whatever comes to mind, just write it down. You can always change the thing. It's don't overthink it. Overthinking is also your ego trying to keep you safe and overcomplicating and overwhelm. All of those things just keep us playing small. So what is one thing you all can do this week that is in alignment with moving your business forward? I would love to see your answers. And Beth says, yes, pausing makes sense to me. I love that. Oh, you guys, I'm so grateful that you're here and we're having this conversation because this is amazing stuff. Okay, and let me see here. Okay, so that is pretty much everything I wanted to share. Unless any of you have any questions, I would still love to see your responses because it not only will writing it down make it more like real and exciting for you, like, oh yeah, that's an easy action. I can do that. It'll also give others in the community ideas, inspiration, which is very powerful. And I don't think I had a third point. Leslie, start an email subscription, a baby step, but something that can help. Okay, that is huge. What if you even made that into a smaller action step? Because how will you know when that is like that task, right? Start an email subscription. So unless it's easy for you to do, because really you would have to get the software. I don't know what step you're at because you maybe already have this stuff done, but think about it. You have to get the software. You then have to figure out how to use it a little bit. And then you have to actually create a post to invite people to subscribe. But then do you have a freebie or a lead magnet or, you know what I mean? So like, this is why most people feel overwhelmed when writing to-do lists or saying what they're going to do as their like one thing, because it's not specific enough. It ends up being too broad. And then you're just like, oh, this task is too big. I don't know if I have enough time. I don't know where to start. And then overwhelm hits and then you stay there and then you don't do anything. You don't take action, right? So Leslie, what is like the next for you in this phase of like, you want to start an email subscription? That is like huge, amazing, yay. What is literally the next step you can do that is like very specific and action oriented? Is it literally sign up for an email software? Is it to finally invite people to join my list through Instagram? Like, what would that be? Write that out. I would love to hear that. And let me see, is there something else? Okay. Also, while you guys are writing that, this notebook that I got from my mentor, James Wedmore, at the group coaching program retreat, I love it. It says, success starts with a vision, not permission. And it's just so true. Like, what is your vision? What do you want? And then screw permission. Trust yourself in the process and make decisions from there. Make decisions of, I know what I want. I know what I need to do. Like, how empowering is that, right? Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining me for the conversation. I would love to see any questions that you have for me next week because I do really, really well when it comes to, so I'm a generator in human design. And I do really well with responding. Like, my energy gets on fire to a whole nother level. And I get even more inspired to create more and more teaching and content and all of that. So the more you guys ask me questions in this community, the more and deeper I can be here for you. So I would love that. And okay, Leslie wrote, yes, smart. I have the software. But I haven't made a post or freebie to entice clients. Yes. So see how, okay, I even just thinking about you saying it sooner where you're like, start an email subscription. now knowing with where you're at in the process, I feel stress. You're, the stress and overwhelm of that is like, that's a big project. So, and not necessarily big when you don't have it chunked out. So now that you told me where you're at, that means that you first need a reason for them to sign up, to join Freebie. Actually, Leslie, oh my gosh, so James Wedmore, my coach, he literally has his 100 first leads course. He's giving it away for free right now. And I have the link for it. I'm actually affiliating for him this year for his program because it's freaking changed my life so much. And I really want, you know, photographers to, if they're feeling called to know how amazing diversifying your income as a photographer is. And this could look at like, this could look however you want it to be. It could be on a smaller scale with like one like workshop that you host over and over again, or like a digital product or guide that you sell over and over again, or like on a bigger scale with like more courses or like more like a podcast, or there's just like, the cool thing is you get to do it how you want to, but it is an extra income stream. So he's giving away his 100 first leads course, which is like, he teaches it so well. Actually, I'm going to grab the link and share it with you guys down here. And then let me see, Beth, I'm going to get to. Yeah, it's my first time affiliate. There it is. It's my first time being an affiliate for something. And it's because I'm like so passionate about like photographers living like a more freedom lifestyle, having more diversification in their income so that you're less stressed. You're what's it called? You're emotionally regulated throughout the seasons, right? And because I am not going to go start a freaking course on how to create an online course or business or whatever, I'm like, no way in hell, like James does that so incredibly well. I'm like, why don't I just affiliate? And that could be that's my new way of understanding how to even diversify my income even more while still helping people. It's like super cool. So I'm trying that out right now. Oh, here is the link. So if any of you here are thinking of possibly leaning more into mentoring or creating an online, like a digital guide that you consult to photographers, if you're like anyone that's thinking about anything digital, like a course or mentoring or guide, check out this course. He's literally giving away his first 100 leads course for free. Your mind's going to be blown. He's so smart. That's the cool thing about this course, this like workshop. There's like live parts included, but also you can watch it pre-recorded. How he breaks it down to as long as you just like focus on building your email list to your first 100 people that sign up, not even first 20, 30 people, and you're already in business. Because what I tend to notice, and this is in my career as well, the people that sign up in the very beginning are those that are like a super warm audience and they're super interested in what you have to offer anyway. So those that sign up in the beginning are like super, super valuable leads that then when you have your you know, workshop ready, your digital product, your online course ready, they are the people that are like most interested to learning from you. And it's such an amazing thing. Like you've created something, you've gotten your business to a point where now there's people out there that are literally praying to know what you know, and you get to help people, you get to impact them. And it's just like the coolest thing. I'm so grateful that I get to both be creative in my photography, like hands-on, be out there creating, co-creating with humans, with nature. And also I get to use my creativity with like teaching and guiding and sharing. And it's just like, I love it. But you have to feel drawn to it. Like if you're going to feel drawn to teaching or mentoring because of like, you're like, oh, that's how I'll make more money. But you don't really have an excitement behind the actual sharing and teaching part, I suggest not going for it, because that's the quickest way to burn out. If you're just going after something or something for work, for money, it's just not sustainable over time. So I would suggest thinking up and brainstorming other ways you can diversify your income that actually excite you more. But if you are like, yes, I've been thinking of mentoring or whatever, like click that link, get the free course. It's a game changer. And then let me see. Beth, you said, I have felt stuck too. My ego is beaten down right now because my business has slowed down. Makes me question my professional worth. I'm missing what I need to be doing to grow my business. Oh my goodness, Beth, thank you. Thank you for your vulnerability, your openness. This is amazing. The fact that you wrote all of this down, do you know that everything I'm reading right now is just an imprint of what's going on in your mind? So I can see through your writing of what's keeping you stuck, and it's your language. Really, it's the thoughts that you're choosing. These are disempowering thoughts. So a trick that I like to do is, here you wrote, my ego is beaten down right now because my business has slowed down, right? Whenever you say it's happening right now, and you're telling your mind, I'm beaten down right now, I'm feeling beaten down right now, then you're mind is going to be like, oh damn, like beaten down, like someone's actually like punching her and like she's a punching bag, and like that's why you're actually feeling beaten down. That's the power of our words. So if you even switch it to say, because this I want to ensure that your feelings are valid, right? But what you can say is, I have been feeling beaten down. Past tense. Let's keep that shit in the past. I'm not saying, oh, just ignore those feelings, just ignore it. Like, that's not real. Your thoughts aren't real. Your feelings aren't real. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, I have been feeling beaten down in the past, but in this moment, I am going to pause and I'm going to find a thought that empowers me. I'm going to find a thought that gives me energy. And here, when you're saying, I'm missing what I need to be doing to grow my business right now, then it's true. It's like when you're telling yourself, I'm missing what I need to grow the business right now, that means you're missing something, a puzzle piece. You're missing an answer. All it really is an answer. And then you don't know how to move forward. So what could you do to find the answer? Maybe ask yourself, who can I ask? I don't know, like whatever piece you feel like is missing, just go out and find the answer, reach out to the community, or, you can even ask yourself, if I did know what to do next, what would I do? And Beth, I don't know if you've heard of me talk about this recently, but at the very start of 2024, I only had 4 weddings booked for the whole year because last year I just took a lot of time off and I was kind of just like a little lost. It was my self-discovery year. It was the 7 year in numerology. And I was just like flailing about a little bit. And then January, clarity hits and I'm like, oh shit, no. I want more weddings. Like I want to photograph more weddings. I don't only want 4 weddings. And then I was like, if I stayed in that zone, because I felt what you felt. I felt it because I was like, I screwed the business. No one's going to want to book me right now. Like, I'm not getting that many inquiries coming in anymore because I really stopped showing up as much as I used to, like marketing myself and stuff. Like, I'm like, oh fuck. But no, I went straight to, I want this. So my result of what I wanted, I'm like, I want 15 weddings for this year total, minimum. And I'm like, I want this. And I'm like, so I'm going to make it happen. I didn't sit around in the wishy-washy, woe is me, I don't know what to do. I was like, okay, I want this. I'm going to make it happen. And then I started asking myself questions. What is a creative idea for me to quickly market to people that just got engaged? Because December, we all know most people not most people, a lot of couples get engaged. I'm like, this is amazing. They just got engaged. Or also from me understanding the patterns of being in this business for 13 years, I know that most people that are getting married in, a lot of couples that are getting married in 2024, like whatever the year is that they're getting married in, usually at the start of January, February, it's like they notice, oh shit, it's the year we're actually getting married in. We didn't even find a photographer yet. We need to do that. So I'm like, this is the time. This is the time I need to get my shit together, like show up and book these weddings. And I'm at the point where I now have 14 weddings for sure for this year. And this week I might be actually booking two more. So I might be at 16. And most of the weddings that I booked in January up until mid-February. I did like 12 or something in a month and a half for this year. And at like average $55,000. My brain. See, guys, I'm tired. $5,500. Please don't quote me at the other thing. Average about $5,500 before tax for like last minute weddings. This is really great stuff. So I'm very proud of that. So Beth, like, time is going to pass no matter what, right? And it's what we do with our time. It's what we do with our energy. It's what thoughts we choose to get conscious to that will create the end result. There is still so much you can do to pick this year back up. But I know one thing to be true is if you continue to tell yourself, I'm beaten down right now, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not a smart, you know, professional business owner, I'm missing what I need to do to grow my business right now, then you're just going to continue on the path. And that's totally your choice. That is totally your choice. But nobody, if you want strong arms, right, no one else can do your push-ups for you. You have to do it. And I would suggest plug into your why. There is a why somewhere deep down inside of you of why you want your business to be successful. Plug into that and then gain that energy to, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes in a smart way to make this happen. And in case it helps, check out my recent podcast episode. I think it was episode 151. Of like, I share with you the strategies of like a really successful giveaway that I ran. That would really, I think, help you. My intuition is like, tell her to do this. But like, you choose. But like, that would really help you just get that reignited energy back up, re-inspired. And for people to like, re-notice your business if you've been like not marketing too much again. So listen to that episode on the Shine and Thrive Photography Podcast, episode 151. I think that will help if you haven't already. And Leslie, I feel like that was meant to be. That would be amazing. Oh yeah, I know. As soon as you said building your email list, I'm like, yeah, James has got you covered. He's incredible. Beth says, two things I'm doing is I have an upcoming branding session for myself and I took a course on Instagram Reels. Okay. So I'm gonna, because I love you, I'm going to challenge you, because this could be why you're feeling a little stuck. Because when I prompted you, what is one thing you can do this week that will help you move your business forward? Maybe that was miscommunication on my end. What is something like new you can do this week? What is something that you don't already have planned, right? Because it's playing in our comfort zone. If we already have something in the calendar that we know is moving our business forward, right? Which is, yeah, that's amazing. You have a branding session for yourself. Amazing. And then you took a course on Instagram Reels, but that doesn't tell me what is one action that does. And more importantly, who cares about me? It doesn't tell you what action you're going to take to move your business forward this week. What specific action? So what does that look like, Beth? Would it look like, okay, you took a course on Instagram Reels. Does that mean you're going to create one reel that is like soul aligned for you and aligned with who you're trying to attract? Maybe that's one action. Does that make more sense? So I'd love for you to share what's like one new action that you don't have on the calendar yet that's like very specific, because taking an Instagram course in general, that is like a big action. And this is why photographers feel overwhelmed and don't know where to go next. It's like, what about, you know, I'm going to listen to the first three lessons of this course or first lesson or like something, right? And I know maybe you already finished the course because you said I took a course on Instagram Reels, but I'm just giving examples. So yeah, that would be more powerful for you because when we look down at a piece of paper and we see make a reel for Instagram as like an action that you're going to take, it's so much more like digestible and like, okay, I can make it happen. But another layer that could come from that is photographers are overthinking about being seen, about sharing too much, about being quote unquote annoying online. There's all these thoughts that come up around fear of visibility. So that's another thing, but that's why I started off this live with the tool that you can use that if you feel like, okay, I want to create this reel and post it on Instagram. If you have a shitty feeling pop up in your body as you're trying to take that action, just remember that lies feel bad. So if something tells you, oh, who are you to post this reel? Why are you even like showing up on Instagram this way? That's a lie. That's bullshit. It feels bad. Let it go. But if you're like, I want to market my photography business and I want to book more clients, that's why I'm actually here. I'm not here to really impress anyone. I'm just here to attract clients. And the more I show up on Instagram, the more I do that anyway. So there's nothing to lose. Then that's what I want to do. And the truth, that's the truth. And it feels neutral. It's just a fact. It's like, I just want to post on Instagram to get more clients. And by the way, you guys, like, there, as photographers, there is nothing for us to fear online. We have like one of the easiest businesses online to share our stuff because we are not like photographers. As photographers, we're not thought leaders in the sense of like our theories, our opinions. And those are the world where you see the comment section being so polarizing and scary and to our nervous system unsafe, right? If we're sharing photos, like where, please go look at photographers' profiles. Please pull a comment from a photographer profile that's like, I disagree with this photo angle. I disagree with, like, no one is doing that. Literally, we have one of the easiest businesses to run online with avoiding trolls. Like, so take that and be grateful for that because it's so much easier. And I think, to be honest, for me to get to the next level with my education, like that's what I think it is for me. It's the freaking comment section. If I am going to become a thought leader, if I'm going to be more putting my foot down about like, hey, photographers, like burnout is not okay. Like here are some ways you can outsource, whatever. There's going to be people that say, well, not everybody can afford to outsource or not everybody can. There's going to be opinions out the freaking wazoo. And I'm telling you, I've probably just been bracing my, this is like my own therapy now. And I'm just sharing my heart. I've probably just been bracing myself for that, living in the future, not in the now and not showing up how I really want to because I'm terrified of trolls. That's what it is. So like, man, take the ease of the photography business with marketing. Like I'm telling you, for the last like 12, 13 years, I was just like posting 2 to 3 times a day, whatever photos I wanted. I didn't overthink the fucking grid. I was just, whether I was like reviewing a cull or reviewing an edit, I was like, oh, I had this photo. I love it. And it's because I love how she looked at them and blah, blah, blah. That's the caption done. Put it out there. And it was just inspired action. Like it can be that simple. Let's stop overthinking it. And let's just remember, we're just posting to attract our clients. We are not there to impress anybody else. Like it's just the tool for what it's meant to be. Amazing. Oh, Maddie. Hi, Maddie. So good to have you here. We love free therapy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You guys have just made me therapize myself for a moment because I just had a click of like, oh, I've just been bracing myself for impact when there's no impact. It's now. I'm just always have now. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Beth. Okay. You see what I'm saying now. Okay, good. I love that you said wow because that means you had an aha moment. So that makes me so happy. Okay, you guys, you got this. Come back here next week with some questions. Let's keep hanging out. And yeah, I'm very grateful for the interaction and I can't wait to hear your updates. All right, guys. Oh, and make sure, oh yeah, it make sure to remember to click on the link before I finish the live for James's first 100 leads, because it's his free course he's giving away. And if you're looking to get into mentoring, creating a digital product, even just like one PDF guide to sell to photographers to get started, or creating an online course, like, he's got you covered. And he literally teaches you how to start building your email list for free in this normally paid course. So this is like an amazing resource. All right, guys, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Yay! Thank you so much for hanging out with me and tuning into this episode. If you got value out of it, please feel free to message me on Instagram at Sarah Monica Photo. That's Sarah, no H, Monica with a K, photo, to let me know. I get so freaking energized hearing from others that what I've said has had a positive impact on their lives. Also, make sure to hit subscribe to the Shine and Thrive podcast to never miss an episode. I'm so grateful for you, and I'm sending you all the productive vibes your way so you have the best week ever. Do you love shooting but hate the endless admin, culling, and editing that follows your wedding and portrait bookings? Yep, me too. In fact, if you're anything like me, you got into photography to get out from behind a desk. And yet, the irony is, the more you shoot, the more there is to do on the back end, which translates to more time spent behind your computer screen and less time doing what you love most, which is shooting. But the good news is, I have a game-changing free resource that can help you break free of the cycle and cut down these precious hours by, guess how much? Up to 70% of the hours that you usually work. Is called my 3-hour post-wedding smart workflow checklist, which, as the name suggests, shows you my exact step-by-step workflow for getting all of these tasks completed in just 3 hours. Yep, that's right. Literally from backing up the photos on a wedding night through to delivering the online gallery to my clients in just 3 hours. Inside the guide, you'll find a detailed breakdown of exactly what I do and don't do in my workflow, how long everything takes me, what I outsource, when, and to who. This includes the editing service and gallery providers I use. Plus, tips throughout for streamlining the process even further that have been honed in over my 11 years experience in business. And P.S., the same process I outline in this guide is transferable for both brand and portrait photographers too. So I got you too. Do you need to see it to believe it? I don't blame you. Head to sarahmonica.com/workflow to download a free copy straight to your inbox and join a crew of photographers working smarter instead of harder in their photography businesses. Sarah is spelt without an H and Monica is spelt with a K. So that's sarahmonica.com/workflow, and make sure to download this powerful free resource now.